Happy New Year!
Wait,
I was not ready for that.
You didn't even do a countdown to the Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, fine. Three, two, one. I mean, should we just re-record?
No, we're good.
Okay, cool. Welcome back. It is the year 2018?
In the year 2018.
18. So it is already 2018. Happy New Year to every single one of you. Welcome back. I know you've been missing us. We've been gone for a week.
Yes.
It's just two like weeks. How I feel when Harold is not around. You know, especially when Harold watched Star Wars twice. Yes, I'm still on that. Even 2 weeks the new later. Year, even the new year can't get rid of that taste in my mouth.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
You can
so,
never, you can never get Harold
welcome.
Out of your mouth.
No, can't get that taste out of your mouth, no matter what year it is.
It's like, so, it's like halitosis.
As long as it's halitosis, it's like, and not
half of
Phyllis.
There you go.
More like Haroldtosis.
Haroldtosis.
Speaking of Harold's toes. What?
Speaking of Harold's toes, this is two fanboys in a filthy casual. Welcome back. This is Dennis.
This is Soas.
This is the syphilis guy.
And I can't believe he just said that. So, even though it is the New Year's, we are so excited. You know, we've been gone for a while. A week, but still, you know, we love doing the show. We are so excited to be back, and you know, we decided that we were gonna do a. I mean, I know we should have done it at the end of last year,
right?
But it's still the first,
it's
so
still,
technically,
yeah,
we're taking a look back at 2017,
right?
In particular, we're gonna take a look at favorite movies,
mm-hmm.
And maybe Lewis does, you know, what he does, underrated stuff, and we're gonna be talking about our favorite TV shows that we watch.
Yeah.
So let's start our show. Let's start with favorite movies. What were some of the movies that really got to you this year?
Okay, I'll start off. You know, obviously, if you're listening to the show, you know that we are huge comic book nerds.
No.
No way, right? So off the bat, my favorite movie for 2017.
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yes. Saw it 3 times. Just kidding.
I did.
Of course you did.
Yes,
of course you did.
Thank you, Harold.
Cheating.
Now, wait a minute. Did you watch
no,
it
I'm just kidding.
Before you watched it with us?
No, I saw it with you guys first.
Okay, fine.
We'll always be your first. Yes. With
no,
Spider-Man.
With Spider-Man. It had to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, of all the movies repeated pick
like,
this year.
Force Awakens, he didn't watch it
no,
first
wait,
with us?
Yeah, no. Who did you see Ragnarok first with?
You guys.
Well, you hesitated.
I saw it the second time with my other buddy.
Sure.
Buddies,
I hope those other buddies are listening.
The same ones that I watched.
Harold's cheating
Force,
on you.
The Force Awakens. Sorry. At least you know I got a rotating schedule. Come on, guys.
Wow. We get rotated.
Yeah, we're rotisserie, dude.
Like some, right. like some kind of pork chops.
That joke is 2 weeks old by now.
It's still funny as hell. So
speaking of humor, that's why I like Ragnarok the most, actually. So
did you actually say the movie?
Oh, I did. Oh, didn't I? I thought I did.
Oh, well, let's pretend like you did.
Okay, well, let's pretend I did. And what I did say was my favorite movie was Thor Ragnarok. I love the fact that it was such an out of nowhere movie with such great humor, great imagery, and just a great actually moving forward, a great chapter in the long story that is the Avengers. So that was one of my favorite movies. What did you remind me again? You guys did like that movie?
Yeah.
I think
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Okay.
It was probably the fun. Like I said before, I think the funniest comic book movie that I had ever seen.
That's true.
And it actually, like, action wise, it was really good.
Yeah.
And you know, overall, I thought it was a really good, well done movie.
Yeah,
so.
Great setup for Infinity War.
Yeah, yeah.
What's an Infinity War?
An war that never ends.
Ah, okay, cool. For me, I'm going to start off with not necessarily comic booky. Well, technically it was, I guess, based on a comic book.
All right.
Kingsman, Golden Circle.
Oh, right, yeah.
I know Lewis still has not watched the first Kingsman.
I can't watch rated R movies, man. My mom doesn't let me. I mean,
well, you watch other rated movies upstairs by yourself at night, ew, right? Ew. Rated R, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I really liked that movie. It's a continuation, of course. It's a sequel to the first Kingsman, and I have to admit, I'm a huge fan of the first one. I always watch it whenever I had a chance, and I was pleasantly surprised that they were able to follow up the movie. It's one of those few sequels that, you know, I at least for me, it didn't have a letdown. You know, action wise, you know, it was great. Comedy, of course, really funny, but overall, I thought the movie was a great addition to Kingsman, and I'm hoping, I'm praying to God that there's a third one, because man, Egerton is hot. He's so hot these days.
He's so hot right now. That movie was kind of stacked with hotties, wasn't it? Because it had
Channing Tatum,
Justin Timberlake.
And what's the name of the guy with the?
Wasn't Justin Timberlake? No, never mind. Maybe that's just in my fan fiction. Sorry.
Zac Efron. Now we're just doing our
the guy with the eye patch.
Nick Fury. Now we're doing our own fan fiction of Magic Mike.
But for some reason, we have a guy with an eye patch. Okay, H, what's your first one?
My first one is... Yeah, I'm going back to comic book movies. I'm going with Logan. A completely different comic book movie than mm-hmm. we're really used to. The only thing that I ever thought tried dramatically to be like this was Watchmen. That's the only tone I could think that was kind of close to this. But Logan was such a great visual, and it was...
Was it thematic
movie? The whole theme of the movie, or just of the ending of the Wolverine character movie arc.
Yeah.
Ending with Logan was the best thing that they could have done for this series. Like, for the X-Men movies, I felt that they had reached their peak. And it was nice for them to come back to just the character that everybody always wanted to see. Wolverine Origins, we pretend that movie never existed.
But Ryan Reynolds.
We'll pretend that never existed. But, you know, thankfully for Ryan Reynolds, him getting Deadpool to be rated R, you know, set the stage for this movie to be rated R. And, like, I keep telling these guys, if anything, the movie... I love about the movie is the fact that in slow motion, people get shanked in the head. Like, while having to see that they're about to get shanked in the head in slow motion. And, yeah, I literally, it shows all the time now on HBO, and I have to keep watching it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we've talked about Logan enough on our podcast.
I don't think we've ever mentioned Logan.
Actually, you're right. Yeah,
it was pre-podcast.
There's PP.
PPcast?
2017 PP. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's the worst kept secret, or that the X-Men movies were carried by Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman, you know, Professor X and Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
Professor X and Wolverine, respectively. So I thought, yeah, this movie was a great way to end both of their stories. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody cared about Cyclops when he, you know, and nor did the three actors who played Beast. So I thought this was a really great movie. And yeah, underappreciated assignment. Hopefully in years to come, you know, people go back to this and say, hey, we tried, or they pulled off a really excellent adult superhero movie.
And it's funny because to me, I keep hearing things where they might nominate this movie for an Oscar.
Wow, that'd be great.
They might nominate Hugh Jackman for a Best Actor Award. I mean,
Patrick Stewart in that episode. I mean, that movie. That,
yeah. Oh, fantastic job.
Heartbreaking.
We never talk about the acting in comic book movies.
Yeah.
This was the first time where it's like, holy crap, they're actually acting the hell out of these characters.
Yeah.
And it, like, I've never been emotionally pulled into a comic book movie like I had with this one, where it's like, I know I use emotional investment a lot in when we talk about movies, but like for this, like the whole series starts in 2000 and it's ending in 2017. So 17 years of built up characters, you know,
yeah. Ending in, you know, when you really, that build up that you have, it sometimes when it just gets released,
you gotta wait to that peak.
Okay. Now, speaking of emotional,
it's messy, it's bloody. What? Sorry.
Whoa.
What's going on?
What the hell were you talking about?
I'm sorry.
It's in the mean streets of Chatsworth.
I think I need to censor that.
Logan.
Speaking of emotional, my second favorite movie of the year was, I have to tell you, it was kind of a toss-up. The first one I was going to say was John Wick 2.
Okay.
Real quick, shout-out, John Wick 2, amazing.
Shout-out to Keanu Reeves.
I know you're listening to this.
Why did you hold up your fist like you did?
Because
I don't know what you're doing.
My fist is up.
By the way, doing this, you're moving your fist this way.
Yeah, by the way, you're saying this way, nobody can see it. Okay, so I've decided that I was going to go, again, emotional investment. The other movie that I want to talk about was Wonder Woman. I liked it in many ways, and I know this sounds so fanboy of me, saying that it's the first great DC EU movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it really was. It was something that, I mean, you know, we went there, we were so, our expectations were so low that we watched it, as a...
It's kind of like an afternoon
film. Watched it in a matinee
movie, you know. And we walked out of there just like, oh, crap, you know. And the reason why I was talking about emotional investment is because finally we have a cartoon character who is a woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is a strong character, is a, a multi-dimensional character.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, you have all these things. And the whole theme of it didn't all of a sudden become about the man, you know?
Right, yeah.
And personally, again, I know I talk about it as the father of a daughter. You know, here's one of the few comic book movies I can show to my daughter and say, look, you know, we have this great character who is, at the same time, a woman. So Wonder Woman, amazing movie to me.
Great. One of my, a movie, speaking of matinees, something that my son and I caught that I really thought was a little bit underrated. It is a little bit of a Hollywood popcorn schlock fest, but Kong Skull Island, I thought it was a really well-made movie. I love the effects. It was a great monster movie. Way better than the Godzilla version that they cranked out a few weeks ago. I know the new hotness for these studios nowadays is what a shared universe where one movie is basically just one episode in this long show that they're trying to show. So nowadays, movies are basically TV shows. So this one felt so good. Or I'm sorry, it was.
Wow.
Yes, Kong felt really good. Yikes.
Was it bloody?
And messy.
Was there a lot of explosions?
It was big and hairy.
Off the rails.
So I don't know where this is going. So if our listeners have a chance and check out Skull Island, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie, great action. It's not gonna have a lot of depth, but it is gonna be a great way to spend your afternoon. Pop a bag of popcorn and you're set to go.
You're surprised they didn't call it Straight Outta Skull Island. With Dr. Evil.
Man, this New Year's is off to a great start.
Yeah, you know what? The movie.
Which, by the way, I can't believe you laughed at that joke. I was gonna keep quiet, and it would have been an awesome silence. But no, for some reason, you had to laugh.
Sometimes
at that
we
one.
Ruin our own jokes by laughing at them. So I can't feel bad,
Lewis.
All right. My pick for one of my favorite movies of the year was Baby Driver. I know now it feels kind of bad kind of liking that movie now that the whole Kevin Spacey thing is.
Mm.
But just you can kind of take his character out just for a second, because the stars of that movie are the guy who plays Baby, which is Ansel Elgort, and Jamie Foxx. Those two guys in that movie are electric together. And you guys know me. I love music.
Jamie Foxx, electric.
Yeah. Yeah, not even pre-planned. I just came out. Because he was electro, right?
Because he was amazing.
Oh, yeah, he was. I thought it was. I was talking about the relationship between him and Katie Holmes.
Oh, you're just jealous about the whole Katie Holmes thing.
Dude, I so am.
Do we have to say the word Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes? Katie Holmes?
If it's straight out of Kong Island, you have to.
I mean, look at Katie Holmes.
By the way, have you ever noticed Lewis laughs like Count Dracula? I mean, the Count from...
He goes, what?
Better than my son's laugh.
2 out of 3. Wow.
The cheap shot, bro.
I know. This is what happens New Year's.
We're going to start the New Year's off right. Well, that's what happens for not subscribing to my podcast, kid.
Yeah.
That'll learn you. That'll teach you.
But
So, Baby Driver, go back. Go back.
Like, I love music and I love movies. And the way they integrate the music and the soundtrack into the movie is something that's brand new. Not brand new, but it's done in such a different way where he walks around listening to an iPad. That'd be weird. But he listens to, like, different iPods all the time. And he is kind of like me, where he sets a different mood for how he feels for the day based on the music. And, you know, the whole thing is where he does, he's a escape driver. I don't know what you call it, but, like, a getaway driver.
There. An escape driver?
Dang it. And I was the one that was born in this country.
He drives a Ford Escape?
But, I mean... You know, so the tempo of the song depends on, the tempo of his actions depends on the song. So it's always nice to see that correlation and seeing it work so well in a movie. And I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Any other movies? Just a quick take.
You know what? I feel like 2017 was a really good year for movies. I thought it was a very diverse movie.
Fun movies,
yeah, right. Good. Yeah, actually, you're right. There's a lot of good fun movies. Not a lot of heavy movies. Or at least maybe I just chose not to watch any of those heavy movies this year. But yeah, I thought 17 was a really good solid year.
Well, speaking of 2017, and we kind of mentioned how, you know, last year was the start of our podcast. This is, you know, I know it sounds corny, Labor of Love.
Mm-hmm.
This was something that we've been thinking about, and we kind of joked around about it.
Yeah.
And we never really took it seriously. So now that we have our podcast, and we're 16 episodes in.
Wow.
You know, this is 2018. I kind of wanted to give a couple thank yous to, mm-hmm. to people who... at least deserving of it, you know? And I hate to Bogart her. That's the word, right?
Yeah, Bogart.
I kind of
Bogart.
Bogart. Is that what did I say?
Beauregard. Beauregard. What the hell is that?
Isn't that the one that turned purple in Willy Wonka?
What?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I got Harold. That's a high five, dude.
Yeah. I got Harold. Just so you know. So. A big shout out, especially to regarding our podcast. Big shout out to Dan Rochelle, one of our listeners,
mm-hmm.
and Nini, one of our listeners, because they were the ones that kept on, encouraging us, and it kind of like I hate to use the word, kind of bugging us, you know, and kind of it kept on just nagging, kept on.
If anyone's to blame, you can blame those two because they kept on telling us, you know what, you guys are hilarious. You should record yourselves. And we're like, okay.
Or every so often you say, hey, we got this idea. And then one of them would say, record it already.
And that went on for months. For maybe years.
Harold, anybody that you want to thank this year? At least... You know, in terms of our podcast,
I know you guys are thinking.
Yeah, because if you had a chance, you'd be thanking your other friends that you watch movies with.
Damn it, you're right. I do have like a count. Damn it.
No, never gonna let that go. Okay. That was last year.
Yeah,
we're bringing it to 2018.
I'm pretty sure when we're doing this. You know, episode 70 or something like that, and it's 2019.
And it's Avengers 5 in the theaters.
Yeah, I'm still going to be talking about how painful it was.
He's going to be talking about how, like, oh, we watched Avengers Infinity War Part 2, and Harold watched it for the second time with us on the same day.
Man, Star Wars Episode 15 was great
the second time. Thank you to Harold's real friends. So,
actually, if I'm forgiving shout-outs, I'd like to shout-out God. Thank you, God, for without you, all things are possible. For without you, With you, all things are possible, according to John Jones.
Just for those people who are who, since you can't see, this is a podcast. Harold has been pointing up in the air and like just praising at this point.
I become Sammy Sosa when I hit a home run. And I'm like, this guy.
He just won an ESPY. Well, I do want to also say thank you guys for listening. This is like Dennis said, this is kind of a passion project for us. I know we're not making a lot of money hand over fist doing this, but we love...
We're making money out of it? Well,
I think Dennis is cleaning all of it.
What are you talking about? I'm losing money every single time I do this.
So, yeah, it's...
Remember, it's my microphone.
It's a passion project for the three of us. So we're really thankful for all the listeners, our spouses, our kids who put up with all this, and... yeah, and all our friends who, you know, you might not comment like we'd like for you guys to.
Or you might not listen.
or we might have to force you to be our friends on Facebook at parties.
But hey, you know, it's all right. It's all right. I mean.
Whoa.
I mean.
We said no name.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
I'm going to have to bleep that out now, dude.
You should bleep out. You're going to bleep that out.
Okay.
I'm going to have to
bleep. Especially that guy.
So, bleep. You know, speaking of thank you, two people who constantly I can depend on that we post anything, there's always somebody, they're always going to either comment or, you know, put at the very least a smiley face,
right,
or a meme. You know, big shout out to Corn.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And big shout out to Lewis's favorite show.
Yeah, you are my favorite.
Yeah. And also thanks, Cherry, for sharing our stuff.
Oh, yeah. Consistently.
Yeah.
Cherry, by the way, is unofficially Lewis's replacement.
We're just waiting for the moment.
You said we.
Even Lewis has accepted
this. This is the worst secret you guys have.
And then our other replacement was doing so well this week that we put Lewis on radio silence for a few hours. We thought he was angry at us. We're like, oh my god.
Yeah, I was at a meeting, man.
Is this the end?
I was at a training.
Yeah, so just for the... I know this sounds like it doesn't make any sense, but 3 weeks ago, when in our chat, we were kind of ribbing Lewis, and all of a sudden, for 6 hours, there was dead silence. And so Lewis, Harold and I kind of emailed each other, or messaged each other. Did we finally go overboard?
Like, is this it?
I had a training, guys. I'm not on Facebook all the time. I am most of the time.
Okay, just checking.
Every once in a while, I have an all-day training.
Well, a quick thank you.
Yeah, thank you again.
All this would not be possible if you were not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, again, I know we keep on talking about it, but if you like what we're talking about, if we like what we're doing, please share with everybody so we can build up this community that we're trying to do. So, to end this whole thing, I know we talked about movies, but we don't necessarily talk about TV shows that much.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because Harold is too cool to actually, like, you know, watch TV. But at least for Lewis and I, you know, TV is part of our weekly routine. So, Lewis, any TV shows that just really, for 2017, that you really enjoyed?
You know what? For 2017, I really, really enjoyed the show called The Good Doctor. It's on ABC. It is a great show about a young man who is on the autistic spectrum, who is also a surgeon at a major hospital. It's very inspiring. I love it because, you know, myself, I'm an odd parent. So I thought any movie or any show that has representation is a bonus in my book. So my wife and I did want to give it a chance, and you know, it's a great show. It's got a really great heart, really great humor. I feel that it really respects the young men and women and adults on the spectrum of autism to an extent. Part of me does wish, like, someday my wish is that men and women on the spectrum, it won't be the plot of the show, that they're just going to be there. Just like in real life. Like, you know, if you guys know me, you know an autistic person. And if you don't know me, or even if that's not the case, you know, in LA, there's lots of great, amazing, wonderful kids on the spectrum. I'm sorry, men and women. on the spectrum. And I think The Good Doctor is a great way for people to see that. And no, not to mention, it's really great drama. So, yeah. Now, I can't just be watching comic book movies all the time. You know, sometimes I gotta bring it up a little bit, bro. I know. Sometimes you gotta watch adult stuff.
Sounds awesome. Harold, I know you wanted to talk about Young Sheldon, so this is your opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I was telling these guys earlier, Young Sheldon is a great TV show for me to put on right before I go to sleep to help me go to sleep.
I really thought he was going to go with beat the poop on.
No, we can't steal other people's content. We need to be original.
1999 called.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien, great show. But going, actually...
Shout out to Conan O'Brien.
Shout out to Conan O'Brien for...
Just in case.
No. Shout out to Conan O'Brien and Dave Chappelle for... Just for being you guys. But Lewis's show is called The Good Doctor. One of my favorite TV shows.
Hold on. I can't even think of this segue.
The segue?
Okay.
That was going to work.
The Good Place.
Okay, I was kind of disappointed. You're the talent, dude. I was really expecting something from you.
But it's the same name. Oh, never mind.
Is it a location on the spectrum?
Yeah. It's a good place.
Is that inappropriate?
But it shows on Spectrum.
You're the odd parent, so you tell me.
Because, you know,
I'm not the authority.
I have Spectrum for cable. But The Good Place, I love The Office, Parks and Recreation, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, all made by the same characters, or the same creators for The Good Place. And they have such great comedic actors on this. Kristen Bell, who is hilarious in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yes.
So imagine that character, who is kind of, you know, like kind of a bee, going into heaven and then having to act like she's supposed to be there when in reality she's not. And it's just... And there's, you know what, for us, there's a Filipino guy that's in the show. Mm. I mean, and it's...
Dante Bosco?
Yeah, I wish. But it's like, it's actually funny. The plot and storylines are fantastic. Like, you can follow it throughout just consistently, and you're always going to be laughing, and you're always going to be intrigued about what's going to happen next, because it's such an interesting concept where, you know, everybody gets put either into a bad place, which is hell, or the good place, which is heaven. So it's like supposed to be perfect for everybody.
Hence the name,
The Good Place. So it's on Netflix now. It shows on NBC, I think, on Thursdays. The NBC lineup on Thursdays for comedy is really getting better. So,
NBC is known for its comedies?
And, you know, just like, you know, the ones they used to have before, like Caroline in the City.
Like Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, wait.
I don't even know.
The CBS.
Dang it. My bad. Sorry.
Either way, I'm avoiding it.
Okay. For me, you know, as a Star Trek fan, there were two Star Trek shows that I was really looking forward to, you know. And the one that was officially titled Star Trek, and the other one was by Seth MacFarlane. That's the character's name, not the artist. Right?
No, that's his real name.
Okay, no, not like the comic book artist. No, not okay. See that?
You're making me think
Todd MacFarlane.
Todd MacFarlane.
Thank you.
The guy who drew Spawn. Dang it, I can't remember.
That's my thing. Remember, I look at so the first Yay. One. The first one was funny. I guess the second time around wasn't. But so Seth MacFarlane came out with a show called The Orville. And I remember when I started hearing about it, I was really excited because, you know, here's another opportunity for another sci-fi Star Trek TV show. But admittedly, I was one of those people that were kind of worried. Seth MacFarlane, known for Family Guy, known for comedy. I'm trying to figure out how, you know, is this just going to be like some sort of spoof where...
Right,
like
know,
Galaxy Quest.
Like a parody almost.
And,
yeah.
You know, and kind of what you mentioned, Galaxy Quest was something I love. So I was like, oh my God, are they going to try to do something like that? And they're just going to do like flashbacks all the time. But I was pleasantly surprised, actually. The first episode, I could not figure out what it was. You know, I told Lewis, I looked at Lewis and said, it's like Star Trek, but it you know, it would be like the cameras would start like 5 minutes before the actual show. So they're going to be doing like mundane things on the set. They're watching TV, you know, playing video games, you know. And then all of a sudden something's going to happen. Yeah. I remember the very first episode, I kind of looked at my wife and was like, I don't know. But if you have not watched The Orville yet, I cannot praise it enough. It is the closest thing to Star Trek: The Next Generation. Yes, there's comedy, but it's not over the top where it takes it away. There's drama. There's sci-fi. All the things that, if you are like me and you loved Star Trek: The Next Generation, all the things you loved about Star Trek: The Next Generation, and it's an homage. It's a it honors it. And it's its own beast. And, you know, I'm really excited that it's been renewed for a second season. So if you have not watched it, Orville would be one of the shows that I'd want you to go to.
Hey, good recommendations.
Any other last minute... can't talk right now.
Thoughts?
There you go.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited for the new year. Hopefully, you know, movies and pop culture and everything else that comes with it delivers this year. We got a lot of great things to look forward to. Actually, yeah, let me ask that. 2018, got a few things coming up already. Anything in particular you guys are excited to see or consume or whatnot?
Jumanji?
Okay, Jumanji.
I think that's 2017.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you mean we've already watched it? Yes.
On that note, I think The Rock does have like 5 more movies coming out every year.
I do want to watch Rampage because I love that video game.
Was there a crocodile in the
No, it was a lizard.
Oh, okay, it was a lizard.
It was supposed
okay.
to be Godzilla, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, King Kong, Godzilla, and then a wolf.
a really big wolf. Never got that guy. Yeah, my eldest said, it's like, oh, is that Primal Rage? I'm like, wow, dude.
That's a good reference.
That was what I was thinking.
That was a hell of a reference. Was
Primal Rage.
That's a high five for him, bro.
Good for you, man.
That's a high five.
Okay.
Bro.
Oh, that was it. Oh, we. Oh, that's a new thing.
You broke me. I don't know how I'm going to end this episode now.
With a high
Oh, okay. Are we ending with that one?
Yeah.
Is that going to be our...
That's a good one.
Should that be our closer now? Hey, please, save us.
Really, like, we've always been talking about looking forward to Infinity War later on this year.
Uh-huh.
And also looking forward to them... another show that I really dug was Glow on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Because I used to watch the show, the actual Glow show, The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Okay, yeah,
kid.
Thank you. I was going to
so
ask.
This is a great, it's a comedy, it's a drama, and it involves women and wrestling. So it's kind of me.
Check.
It checks all the boxes for Harold.
Except these guys would prefer if they were dudes. I mean, they would prefer that I, never mind. So anyways. High five.
High five. Wow. That's it for the episode? Such an anticlimactic way of ending it.
You guys are pretty good at anticlimaxing. Climaxing. I said climactic.
This is the first episode of the year, and this is how we're going to end it.
USA.
USA. USA. USA.
Okay.
I like it. So that's it for today. This is, or it has been, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Thank you for the year. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for the listens. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis, and I'm looking forward to laughing and learning and talking to everybody for this next year.
Yeah. This is Harold. Follow us on